The September wheat contract in Kansas City opened this morning at $8.13 a bushel. That was up 17 cents. The December wheat contract opened up 18 and a quarter cents, at $8.37. Minneapolis spring wheat opened up 10 and three quarter cents, at $8.63. In Chicago, CME Group September wheat opened at $7.85 a bushel, up 19 and a quarter. December, $8.05, up 14 and a quarter cents. The May wheat did not trade at the beginning. July wheat, rather, is up 16 and three quarter cents on the open at $8.59. In the corn market, the September contract opened up 8 cents at 5.16. December, 5.36, up 8 and a quarter cents. March, 5.56, up 8 and 3 quarters. May corn opened this morning up 8 at 5.67 and 3 quarters. July, 5.77 and a half, up 7 and a half cents. And September of next year, 5.83 and a half, up 10 and a half. Into the bean complex now. August soybeans open at $12.44, up 23.5 cents. September, $12.34 a bushel, up 20.5. November beans, $12.41, up 19. January, $12.58.5, up 18.75 cents. And the March bean contract, $12.75 a bushel, up 19.25 cents. Looking beyond that, November 09 beans opened up 23.5 cents at $12.71.5. Soybean meal for August opened at $339.50. That's up $5.50. September opened at $334.50, up $5.50 a ton. The soybean oil contract for August opened at $52.55, up $107. September $52.60, up $93. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange livestock side, the August live cattle contract opened at $102.50, down $10. October $108.55 unchanged. December opened up $25 at $107.50. And February live cattle $107.85, down $10. August feeder cattle opened at $115.20, down $30. September $116.50, down 70 cents per hundredweight. October opened at $117.15, down 37.5, and November $118 even, down 70. Upmarket so far on the hogs, August opened at $85.10, up 70. October lean hogs, $77.35, up 45. December, $74.80, up 45. And February, $78.65, up 30. Pork bellies for August opened at $63.90, unchanged. And February opened at $90.55, up 45.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Crude oil right now is trading up $2.37 a barrel in this Thursday morning trade, $120.95 for the September contract in New York. October is up $1.36 a barrel at $119.80. In the metals, the silver contract for September is at $16.22 an ounce. That's down 28 cents. Gold is up $6.70 for October at $885.50. The U.S. dollar index is currently at 74.46, up 21. The CRB index, 399.45, up 221. And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 111 points at the moment, or about 1%, at 11,545. The NASDAQ is down 10 at 23.68. And the S&P is also down 10 at 12.79. Current tick on the boards of trade right now, September wheat, or wheat in general, in the across the board in Chicago is down, up rather, 26 to 27 cents. Corn is up in the 5 cent range for the most part. The May deferred contract up 11 and a quarter cents, and beans are up healthily as well, between 18 and 31 and a half cents a bushel on the nearby August contract. Joining us now is Dan Zwicker with ADM Grain Group in Decatur with a look on the markets on this Thursday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Tom.
We see that apparently the funds taketh away, and with the rebound this morning, the funds giveth back.
Well, we've had some pretty steep declines here basically all through the whole month of July, and then, of course, earlier this week, we've had some pretty steep declines based upon a lot on, you know, improving crop conditions, non-threatening weather, and some fairly high private production estimates. So, you know, we've been in a liquidation mode. You look at open interest levels. They seem to be leveling out here over the past 2 or 3 days. So it does look like a lot of this long liquidation that we've that's been a key driving force of this market on this decline has kind of come to an end now. And now we're kind of getting the reverse of that. We're going to get some short covering, which is providing some support here today, likely to kind of support the market, I think, all the way into next week's crop report.
So this isn't necessarily a plateau on the way further down. You think this is a little bit of a bounce?
Well, we take one step at a time. I mean, this is a bounce. You know, when you look at a lot of the fundamental things, demand is improving. We had a good set of weekly export sales numbers. You start looking at price levels, especially on soybeans. This is a place in here for beans to be supported as we look toward the South American growing season. The market needs acres out of Brazil. It needs some larger plantings. And if it's going to do that, these bean prices are going to have to stabilize and actually even recover some. You look at the corn market. We don't necessarily know what USDA is going to say next week. But the market appears, at least at this time, has worked in some pretty lofty yield expectations, you know, in that 154 to 155 range. USDA may or may not confirm that, and then we'll but I think the market, we've gone through the exercise of realizing that we've got a crop. Now it's just a matter of fine-tuning it to the exact size and then actually how much demand is going to come forward and offer underlying support to it.
A little bit of support perhaps from the crude oil market as well this morning.
That same way. Crude oil, too, does look like I looked at that earlier this morning. It kind of looks like this last decline of $10 or $15 was overdone. And actually, I think it's set up to climb back into the mid-130s. So, I mean, I do think that this last week or two, when you look at the corn chart, the bean chart, the oil chart, everything looks like it was kind of overextended here the last 4 or 5 days, and the market is ripe to kind of snap back to where it was here, you know, a week or two ago.
What does a farmer make of all this then?
Well, I think a farmer has to just kind of stay patient in here, let the market stabilize a little bit, and then he needs to definitely get his crop sizes sized up. He needs to know how big a crop he actually has out there to market, look at his sales that he's already made, and then kind of look ahead to see what he has to make yet before the year's out, and be prepared to, you know, take advantage of a recovery rally here, maybe a post-harvest type recovery rally that he needs to kind of maybe get his sales done that he needs to get done prior to harvest.
All right. Anything else to add this morning?
That's about it.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome.
Dan Zwicker is with ADM Grain Group in Decatur. Back to the markets now. The current trade, September wheat in Kansas City is up 32 cents a bushel now at 828. December, 849, up 30 and a quarter cents. In Chicago, September wheat is up 29 and a quarter at 795. December wheat, 818, up 27 and a quarter. March at 841, up 26 and a quarter. September corn is up 8 cents a bushel at 516. December, 535 and a quarter, up 7 and a half. March corn, 555, up 7 and 3 quarters. May, up 11 and a quarter at 571. August beans are at 1252 now, up 31 and a half cents a bushel. September 1236, up 22 and a half. November beans 1242, up 20. January 1260 and a half, up 20 and 3 quarters. Soybean meal for August is up 6 even now at 340 even. And August bean oil is at 5260, up 112. On the livestock side, live cattle for August are down 15 at 102.20, October unchanged at 108.55. Feeder cattle for August are at 115.05, down 45. September, 116.65, down 55. Hog market is mixed right now. The August is up 95 at 85.35, but the October contract is down 25 at 76.65. Pork bellies for August now down 140 at 62.50. And reviewing the other contracts, crude oil for September at 237 upwards at 120.95. The Dow is now off about 103 points now, 11,553. The NASDAQ is down 6.5 at 23.72. The S&P down 9 at 1280. You're listening to WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. I'm Tom Rogers. Our next market update comes your way at 10:58 this morning. Mike Sola's forecast for today. Look for a mostly sunny sky across most of the two-state area. Down south, maybe a few scattered showers with partial sunshine. Highs today ranging from 78 in northern Indiana to 86 degrees in southern Illinois. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies across the two states. Lows tonight will range from 54 in northwest Illinois to 62 in the far south. And for tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny and less humid by and large. Highs ranging from 75 in eastern Indiana to 86 in southwest Illinois. And the forecast for Champaign-Urbana calls for sunshine on Saturday and a few clouds moving in on Sunday, but no precipitation as of yet. Right now on Friends Plaza, bright sunshine and 74 degrees.